GOP lawmakers lined up behind their leaders to challenge the Bullock administration's budget proposal. House Majority Leader Ron Eli says they reject the governor's plans for new taxes and instead will get spending under control.
Montana's elected Republican majorities in both houses. We owe it to our communities and our neighbors. We owe it to our children to steer this budget and steer this ship around and go a different direction from where it is going to now.
Republicans also attacked Bullock's reelection campaign last fall and charged he lied about the state of government finances. But Bullock's budget director Dan Villa called the Republicans' press conference political theater. He says the governor has already reduced millions in spending and is proposing an additional $74 million in reductions.
I think, as you all know, there was a little bit of dog and pony show going on in there today. What I think Montanans need to know is that our budget is strong, our fiscal health is sound, and that the talking points, which may be politically expedient, do not reflect what our budget is.
This week, the Joint House and Senate Appropriations Subcommittees will begin work on the agency budgets with their legislative staff and the governor's budget staff. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capital.